If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Welcome to Old Home Week here on the Stephanie Miller Show. There he is, Chris LaVoy, shoving protein into his mouth, barking orders.
Barking orders? What orders did I bark?
You're like, 30 seconds! Oh. I just heard him say 30 seconds. Stop it. Travis Bone is here. Chris LaVoy. The gay swallows have returned.
He's like a giant muscular robot. It just happens. Oh. It's in his program. He can't get rid of it.
And Daddy's doing the crossword as usual. Yep. Jim Ward is here. It's all just old times. Did you see? There's like a, remember the color coded, alert system?
Oh yeah,
threat warnings. This is for threat levels.
Right, exactly. Threat levels. This is for the Trump administration. It's the I can't is low. Mm-hmm. I can't even is guarded.
Uh huh.
I just can't even elevated. I cannot high and literally can't even is severe.
Oh. But are they like I'm always that literally can't
me
even.
Me too.
Yeah. Are they shades like orange, tangerine, burnt umber?
Yes, they're burnt all
sienna.
They're all shades of orange.
Flesh.
Flesh.
That's the lowest level. That's when Trump's not around.
Yeah. They got rid of flesh a long time ago.
What is the point of that?
Racist crayons.
Yes.
Yeah. Flesh color.
Yes, I can't wait till all the crayons are one homogenous color.
Okay, the stunning Steve King.
Yes. He's so strong going rogue, by the way. His latest?
Very strong, he going rogue.
Okay, yes, his latest hit? Wow. He argued that the Hispanics and the blacks will be fighting each other before the population of those groups grows larger than those of white people in America.
That was Charlie Manson's idea.
New executive producer Vanessa Rumbles is both black and Hispanic, so she's at war with herself. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? He's just awful, but he's always been awful.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Kurt Eichenwald tweeted, now the White House says wiretap claims weren't meant to be taken literally, yet they called for a congressional investigation. This thing is so ridiculous.
Well, then why did he use the phrase, tap my phones?
Right, and he also said, Obama, bad guy, sick guy.
Yeah.
And then Spicer said yesterday he meant the administration generally, not the president personally.
You got to understand what Donald Trump says and what Donald Trump means are two completely different things.
Right.
He tapped my phone. My phone.
That's how he finds
he
out.
He can't
I put too much pepper in my paprikash.
What?
Wait, there's too much pepper in my paprikash.
Yeah. Okay. Who would like some more spicy this morning?
Somewhere. Sure. Love spices.
Scary Spicer. Here we go.
CBO coverage estimates are consistently wrong and, more importantly, did not take into consideration the comprehensive nature of the three-pronged plan to repeal and replace Obamacare with the American Health Care Act.
Oh, it's three-pronged.
Two prongs, of which we haven't seen.
Three-pronged.
Can we just start calling what it is? Acha?
Can I ask you something? Do you think saying inconsistently brings out his sibilance?
I just think he's very spicy.
He seems
consistently seems to be a word that is not.
Why are there so many sibilants in the things I have to say?
Is it me?
Sick of it.
Or does he sound constantly terrified to be up there?
He did a duty in his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think the upside down flag pin, like, he just got roughed up and de-pantsed right before the thing?
I feel like he just wants to come out in his Easter Bunny outfit.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, God.
He said yesterday that's his safe space.
Right.
Wow.
He's going to start appearing in the bunny suit so he can feel safe.
Bless his heart.
What? I just feel very secure in my bunny suit.
And plug his ears. I'm not listening. I can't hear you.
I know we're. Do you think there's a Mrs. Spicer? Do we know this information?
I don't know.
Melissa.
I'm just asking, what's your relative,
Sheila Spicer.
Yes. Pardon me? Oh, he has been married.
Good for him.
To a woman?
Oh.
What? I'm just
asking. It's a legit question.
Yes.
It's a legit question.
No, some men are just persnickety when there's too many S's, like inconsistent CBO numbers.
I just want her name to be like Cinnamon Spicer.
That's a stripper name.
Cinnamon Spicer. That's his wife.
Leah, what is Mrs. Spicer's life like, one wonders?
Oh, my God.
I used to buy water wigs. I think that you overloaded the Speedo and that's even tighter, but I have been stress eating.
Just don't be mean to me like Kelly is at work.
Okay, hi, Leon in Illinois. You're on with the crew.
Yes, Mama.
Hi.
Good to hear from the whole group there.
Right.
What I was calling about a few weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, I called about the NRA and their plans to try to push through silencers, and I heard a gentleman earlier this morning talk about a a bill proposed in Georgia for hearing protection. That doesn't fly on a shotgun. Think about it. One more thing. Hmm. Three words in French you always need to remember.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate that, sir. He was trying to save people to resist. If you don't have a French word, you can just say, ha ha ha. La voix.
La voix.
La voix.
Crêpe Suzette.
Crêpe Suzette.
See? You would be able to have more French words handy.
Sure.
Vive la résistance.
Cul de sac.
There you go.
Mon crayon est jaune.
French fries.
Pommes frites.
Pommes frites.
Thank you. Exactly. Coq Monsieur.
Really. Belgian.
What? Fine. Coq Monsieur. Okay. Elizabeth Warren on the this awful health care bill.
Freedom and choice. Freedom and choice to have a heart attack and not have any health care coverage. Freedom and choice to have a child with complex medical needs and not have any kind of health care coverage. Freedom and choice to need access to nursing home care and not have any way to pay for it. It is only the Republicans who can come up with this kind of doublespeak.
Mm-hmm. There she is, persisting again. Persisting. Nevertheless.
Wow, you got new stuff in your box.
Right? How about this? So we
You've
don't
had
play,
that.
So we don't play the racist, let's hear it for the boy when
right.
it happens to be someone
like
African American.
Malcolm Nance.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
This is for Malcolm Nance now.
What'd you take out?
The girls have always been in my box.
I always wanted to put new stuff in your box, but you never wanted to take anything
well,
out.
Sean tells me I'm pretty.
You have too much stuff in your box.
I know how to get up in there.
Chris did not know how to get up in
Sean
your box.
Nice
I guess not.
Chris does not know how to get up in a box.
Sean is nice to me, and he tells me I'm pretty. And so I let him shove anything he wants to in my box.
So your box and loosens up.
And she lowers the ladder.
Although he did hand me the whole thing of your instant replay and said, could you tell me what to take out of here so I can put new stuff
like,
in?
I need to make room.
And,
uh-huh.
and I kept it for like a week, and I gave it back, and I just was like, Chris used to just do it. You just do it. You do it.
I was terrified to do it because then she'd
then
yell at
one,
me.
Then you know, the one thing I asked for.
Exactly.
I know the one thing I took out.
And so it always stayed the same.
Mm-hmm. You were not terrified of me.
I was terrified of you.
You hated me with the heat of thousands.
I did not
house.
Hate you. I was terrified
love,
of
love
you.
It was love heat. Love hate.
He could snap you in two, but he's terrified of you.
Yes. Well, I've worked with you since I was 28.
You're the Kellyanne Hishon Spicer.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of him when he started working with me?
Yes, I did.
He looks like now he's eaten several of the original Chris.
It's been a steady diet of former Chris.
I ate your old executive producer.
He's like your human Russian nesting doll.
Speaking of healthcare, oh my God, how much do we love seeing these town halls now and the tables are turned,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
I love the one in Texas. So what's his name? The Republican. Joe Barton? So he literally told a guy to shut up.
Yeah.
Right, they were. He told a constituent to shut up in a heated moment caught on video. They had asked him, given your voting record opposing protecting women from violence, will you make a commitment to us today that you'll reach out to Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who's fantastic, mm-hmm. and work with her to see if this bill will successfully get through Congress? It's a bill about prohibiting military service members from sharing intimate photos because of the Marine thing. Anyway, so he a man just said, "You represent Texas first," and he goes, "You sir, shut up." So many in the crowd seem bewildered, and a man can be heard saying, what's that? You don't tell anybody to shut up. You work for us. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I just think people are finding their power in the resistance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In the viva la resistance.
Viva la resistance.
Uh-huh. Zut alors.
Zut alors.
Right.
Not zut alors.
Right.
Z-U-T is how it's spelled. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Zeke alors?
She says Zeke alors. She's mixing
caloric?
Zeke Heil.
Oh, really?
My French pronunciation has always been miserable, as you know.
It had a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yes.
Gosh, I've missed everyone on the show correcting me. Now it's just down to Jim. Back in Fresno, or Fres, yes, as we like to call it. Travis Bone's hometown. Oh, vive la résistance. Uh-huh.
Wait, Hack, what are you doing in Fresno?
Guy Lafleur.
Thank you, Stephanie, for smiling and making the sun come out.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the whole thing about microwaves and, microwaves, cameras, and stuff mm-hmm. like that, it actually makes perfect sense if you're one of that crowd that's touting them, because it's the only place you can't put tinfoil.
Oh.
Right.
See what you're doing there. Okay.
All right. Is Mama Bone still in Fresno?
Mama Bone is still in Fresno.
And you came home for how long? 48 hours.
I was home for 48 hours.
And she made?
A chocolate cake, a pecan pie, and a blackberry cobbler.
Wow.
Wow.
She gets busy.
Travis's mom is Aunt B.
She's like,
Travis, I made pie.
She's trying to fatten me up. It's not working.
Well, you have an orchard on your land, don't you?
Seriously. No, I mean, like, literally the blackberries were from the blackberry
bushes.
Your
orchard. Right? Yeah.
The pecans were from the pecan tree.
Yeah. All those doofuses up there that voted for Trump, they're all going, wait a minute, who's going to pick our crops now? What's going? He's going to do what?
Mama Bone picks her own crops.
Does she?
Yeah.
Is she a hardy woman?
Yes.
She's a sturdy woman.
Yes. She could break you, too.
She's fueled by pie and cobbler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And strawberry jam and peach jam.
Good for her. Does she obviously had childbearing hips.
Yes. She got this out.
Wow.
That was a long, tall drink. God bless her.
With one push.
Yeah.
Boom. Well, I told you on the way up there, on the freeway, it was great.
Yeah.
They all the way up, every town that you drove through, it said 55% of Tulare County is covered by Medicaid. 50% of Fresno County covered by Medicaid.
Yeah.
If Medicaid is taken away, we're going to lose 4,000 jobs in this city. It, like all up and down the 99 freeway.
Yeah,
so,
I think it's going to be pitchfork time soon between, the health care bill and, what do you call it, Russia. Mm-hmm. Also, coal jobs, all that stuff, right?
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we've just hit a pause.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh.
17 minutes after the hour. We'll just pause.
Okay. We'll leave that there.
Silence for
We'll have to leave it there.
I'll just leave this right here.
We'll have to leave it there.
We'll have to leave it there.
Maximum mookage at Mama's house.